On the telephone, we are joined by foodie, cookbook author, and former Bay TV cooking show presenter, Chef Pumla Brooke Thoma, and she has a new book out. Chef Pumla was born in Worcester in the Western Cape and is passionate about simple and wholesome home-cooked food, who believes flavor is everything in food, or why we cook at all. Her love for cooking started at a very young age, as she comes from a family of cooks. Welcome, Chef Pumla. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good as well. Unfortunately, you're not here today to give me a nice meal to eat, but maybe next time, eh?
I know, and I'm actually making a nice meal of it.
This is making me more hungry.
I couldn't be there because I have a cooking class.
Oh, shame, man. Who inspired you to become a chef?
My mom. I actually come from a family of cooks. Mm-hmm. So my grandma, both from my mother's side and from my father's side, they were great cooks.
Wow. So you were constantly always eating yummy meals?
Always surrounded by people who cook.
Did you study to become a chef? And if you did, how many years did it take for you to complete the course?
Well, I am a chef. However, I am not the one who went to school for it. I am more of a self-taught.
Wow.
So everything that I know, I have either learned from my mother, my grandparents, from people I meet every day, and most of it comes from watching TV shows, you know, like cooking mm-hmm. shows, and reading recipe books. I have tons of those.
Wow.
So I gather information, you know, from those. If I want to learn something, so I will try it, like give it a try until I get it right, until I go to a place where the industry itself has given me the title that, you know what, you don't need to go to a chef school. You are a chef in your own right.
Wow. I feel that's actually an amazing accomplishment when you manage to teach yourself something without having to go to actual get education on that, because me being a dancer, people think that I was trained, but I actually just taught myself as well.
There you go.
Yeah. What benefits have you received from becoming a chef?
Well, I actually studied to be an actor, so
wow.
That's what I first qualified for,
wow.
Before the cooking story. So the benefit is that I get to inspire a lot of people that haven't really gone to school. There's certain industries they are really passionate about, but they have never gotten the opportunity to go and train for it.
Mm.
So the benefit is that I am a living example of how one can actually achieve without stepping foot, you know, at school. By that, I don't mean that people shouldn't go to school.
Mm.
You know, what I mean is it's important to go to school. It goes without saying, especially at least until matric, you know, you get that matriculation, because it's going to open a lot of doors for you. From that, you can tap into your talents, and because for me, cooking is really a talent.
Mm.
So tap into the talent and use people like me to inspire you to say, you know what, if Chef Pumla has done it, even though she didn't have enough money to go to chef school, so can I in my own field.
Mm.
You are
so another benefit, sorry,
sure.
If I may.
Yeah.
So another benefit as well is how I, you know, like through inboxes on my social media, email, how people say they have started their own catering companies
mm-hmm.
now, because they were inspired by me. They follow me on social media, and they have never in their wildest dreams thought they can actually, you know, go out there and do it for themselves. But from being inspired by the example I've set out there, they have now started their own catering company. It fulfills my heart, and it just warms me in ways I can't explain.
Mm.
You are on Afternoon Express almost every day. Please do tell us about that experience.
It's a funny story. I met the previous chef, the chef Clem Pedro,
mm-hmm.
Whom I've admired for a long time.
Yeah, Chef Clem is cool.
So I met him at a mall, at Somerset Mall. Bumped into him, I was starstruck, and before I know it, we started talking food. And fortunately, at that moment, I actually had a copy of my first cookbook. So, you know, he saw, so he really saw my passion, you know, just in life, in real life. So he was intrigued by what I do and the fact that I carry my cookbook wherever I go.
Hmm.
So from there, he invited me to the show, and I started appearing on the show. The show really liked what I had to, you know, what I had to offer the show. So yeah, every week I'm there. Not necessarily every day, because I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So whenever I can, you know, as much as I can, because I also enjoy being there, you know, to share the talent.
So you mentioned your cookbook right now. Could you please tell us a bit more about it and the one that you had? Do you still have your first one, or are you working on your second one or third one?
I'm actually working on the third one.
Wow.
So the first one is called Pumla's Food Family Style. So the concept of my cooking, as you beautifully said in the beginning, is really wholesome, simple family food, you know, like family meals. Dishes that, you know, the whole family can chip in to prepare. So the first one is family style. Obviously, I come from a big family, very family oriented. So I'm always looking for ways of, you know, having food at the center of it all, where families can gather and just bond over food. The second one is called Family Food Simplified. The type of dishes you'll get there is exactly what the title says.
Wow.
It's simple family food.
What challenge?
And the third one is going to be African, like African food.
Wow, yo, that sounds so delicious. It's making me more hungrier and hungrier as you're talking. Talita, what's your next question?
What challenges have you encountered as a new author?
Oh, there's a lot of those. One is the administration that comes with writing, you know, a book as of being an author. And how time consuming it can be. It's nice, it's all nice, you know, just to have a book done, nicely done at the end. But the journey to getting there is quite a tedious one. And a challenge is also that I'm a people's person. So I normally have cooking classes, I'm on TV, I'm on radio, you know, I'm used to talking to people. But with being a cookbook author, the process is very secluding. So you find yourself needing, you know, quiet, peaceful time. And this goes on and on and on, because you don't really want distraction. You want to do something when you feel like doing something. Okay, now you need a break. Maybe you want to mingle with people. But to be focused, you need that time where you are secluded. So it can be really a challenge when you are somebody who likes socializing with people. But, I mean, it's always been a dream to have books, so I don't regret it at all.
Yeah, it sounds quite amazing.
Because I'm self-published as well, it's another challenge.
Yo.
The finances, yeah, the finances that come with it, financing the book, marketing. Writing the book is not that difficult, but once you have the book, to get the book bought now, the marketing is really challenging.
A last one that we'd like to ask is, seeing that as the theme for today's show, what does Women's Month mean to you?
Sorry, can you please repeat the question?
Seeing that as the theme for our show here in studio, what does Women's Month mean to you?
Well, for me, Women's Month means, you know, it's about women giving themselves permission and women not limiting themselves. Thinking like, you know, we used to think in the past that certain jobs, you know, are for certain men. Think about the culinary industry. A lot of chefs are actually men. So, like, why are we allowing that as women? And yet, in our homes, as women, we are known as cooks by default. You know, so I'm saying to women, and what women, women's must mean to me, is that it's our time, you know. Times are not the same now where women have no voice. Now we have a voice. Then let's use that talent, use that cooking talent to make a career and to be able to live from it, to live from that career. You can't just be known as that mother who makes the best fried chicken or best fed cooker. Turn that into a career. So Women's Month is for me giving women giving themselves permission to challenge the stereotype.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thank you so much, Ms. Pumla, for allowing us to interview and for sparing your time to be interviewed by us. And when you do cook the food, and please dish us plates, because we will come for the food.
Yes, please do.
Taste the delicious food. Thank you so much, and have a great day further.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you so much, you and your adorable voice. I would love to meet you guys. Seriously, I will make time to come to the sea.
That's great.
Also to bring you something so that you can eat my food. Thank you.
Wow,
so
that would be amazing. Thank you.